Today, we're beginning a brand new series on nourishing your energy reserves. Hello and welcome to episode 254 of Namaste Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are inside today. It has been a little bit chillier here, and so we've decided that 10 degrees Celsius is our cutoff point for me, my comfort level, and we are going to be inside when it's below 10. So that's where we are today. Just a quick announcement before we get started that we will be raising our prices on our membership site on December the 1st, 2014. Lots of new and exciting things coming into our membership site, including value-added content, community, and support from me and other community members for your practice. And just to let you know, as always, all the members that are already members of our membership community get to keep the price that they were at when they joined. So if you're already a member, you get to keep that price in perpetuity. So that's really good news for you. If you're thinking of becoming a member, you'll want to do that before December the 1st. Prices are going to be going up significantly. And I'm going to be talking about that more at the end of the video because we've been just doing a lot of really interesting research and bringing you lots of new content that is quite cutting edge in the membership community. And I'm really excited to share with you more of that at the end of the video. Thank you to Dusky Leaf for our props today. Today you are going to need two blocks, a bolster, and a wall for your practice. And also thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo top with the Flying Heart logo on it, as well as long black leggings. I have a testimonial from Haley, who made a donation to Namaste Yoga a couple of weeks ago. So thank you to all of you who make donations to Namaste Yoga. They help us a lot. They help us with things like being able to make this set that we made a couple of weeks ago. We went up to Home Depot, got some things, we went to the fabric store, and then Tim and I made this on all by ourselves and put it up. So they help us with things like that. They help us buy supplies for Thirsty Thursdays. So we really do appreciate your support like that. And we always put your names in the credits, so watch that at the end. And if we do happen to miss you, please send us email or remind us and we'll add your name to the credits as well. So Haley says, I discovered you on YouTube about a year ago and you've improved the quality of my life so much. Your cheerful and uplifting personality brightens my mood when I practice with your videos and the moves decrease my aches and stress. I try to follow one of your videos every day, but alas, my time does not always allow. So that's another one of the benefits of the membership site. We have shorter videos on the membership site that lets you do, I know sometimes in the morning too, when I'm trying to get Trinity off to school too, I have a shorter time then. So it's great for the shorter videos on the membership site. I have currently been guided by about 100 of your videos and vowed on that day to donate $100. $1 for every video is not much, but I am not rich. I intend to work through all your videos, donating 100 once I surpass that amount each time. Then I plan to go back to the beginning and start again. Thank you so much for all you do, Haley. So thank you, Haley, and we love hearing from you, and there are instructions on how to leave your testimonials at thankyoumelissa.com, and the URL is on the screen here. Okay, we're going to start with legs up the wall today, Viprit Karini. So the way to do that is you come right up against the wall, and you bring your hips right up against the wall, and then you swing your legs around and you settle them up here. And then you can either bring your hands on your belly here, or you can take both arms overhead, either your arms long or elbows bent, whatever works best for you. So see what feels good for you. I would prefer arms overhead if that works in your body for what we're going to be doing today. So see what works for you in your body. And you can stay with your legs at the wall, and I'm going to come back up to seated and lead you through a guided relaxation here. So we're doing legs up the wall to help relieve fatigue in your legs and your feet. It's going to help to soothe and restore your nervous system, and it's going to increase your circulation, calm your mind, and relieve stress and anxiety. This pose should not be done if you have glaucoma or a detached retina, serious back or neck injuries, or if you're suffering from high blood pressure, and even if you're medicated for high blood pressure. You really need to contact your medical doctor for advice on whether this kind of inversion is safe for you. Also, if you're menstruating, just be cautious with this kind of inversion. I don't find this one's that bad because your pelvis is level, but it might be a good one to avoid on the first couple of days of your menstrual cycle. So take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. So in this posture, we can bring energy to your organs that are responsible for storing your energy reserves. Your liver, heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys. So take your hands now and place them on your belly at the base of your rib cage. And actually just above your belly at the base of your rib cage on the right hand side. And this is your liver underneath your rib cage. Your liver is responsible for the flow of energy in your body. So as you're breathing now, pay attention to the flow of your breath. As a yogi, you may be interested in liver energy, the proper movement of tendons, which attach to bone, is closely related to liver function. If the blood stored in liver is insufficient and incapable of nourishing the tendons, symptoms like spasms, numbness of limbs, and difficulty bending or stretching occur. So movement and flexibility is also related to liver energy. Now you can take your hands and shift them from the base of your right ribs over to the base of your left ribs. And this is where your spleen is. Now, after your spleen transforms food into nutritive essence, your spleen sends that energy from your food up towards your heart and your lungs, where it's transformed into energy and blood for nourishment of your whole body. If your spleen energy is deficient, however, your muscles become weak and you may feel tired. And take your hands to your heart center. And as you have your legs up the wall, blood flow is being returned to your heart for a fresh exchange. This helps to encourage strong heart energy. If your heart energy is deficient, you'll lack overall vitality in your body, mind, and spirit. This is where you take in energy from your external environment and transform it into energy to use in your body. So just become aware of the breath that you are taking into your body as a form of energy to nourish you. Then you can take your arms back overhead and bring your attention to your kidneys at the back of your body, at the base of your ribs. So your kidneys store your life force energy. And your kidneys store this life force energy from birth and use it to sustain your growth into adults. And as you age, you experience a normal loss of kidney energy. However, in our culture, many of us have used up and bankrupted our kidney energy reserves. So just take a few moments now to consciously breathe into your kidneys and send energy into this part of your body. Okay, so from here, you're going to bend your knees. Bring your arms back down, roll to your side, and you'll need your bolster for the next bit. So take your bolster or your rolled up blankets and your blocks or cushions. And we're going to do recline bound angle pose or Supta Baddha. Konasana. Bring the soles of your feet together. And you want to support your knees here. So there's a couple of reasons for that. One reason is that it supports your SI joints. And I have a whole video on that on the membership site if you want to know more about why you would want to do that so that you don't get into SI joint dysfunction. The other reason is that there's a lot of new research on stretching that shows that you're going to be able to release more when you're in restorative poses because it sends a message to your brain that you're supported and so that you can actually let go. So it's better to be supported there. And then your bolster is going to be at the base of your rib cage and you're going to rest back over your bolster. So the intention here is to really open up your lower dantian. And this is a really great energy reserve here. So you're going to stay resting back over your bolster. And breathe right down into your lower belly. About 3 finger widths below your navel. Focus in that area. So your lower dantian is known as the sea of energy or your energy center, and there's a lot of energy stored there. It's the center of prana or life force energy. And this is energy that can sustain and nourish you. So as I said, it's 3 finger widths below your navel and it's also 2 finger widths in behind. So spend some time here connecting with your vitality here. In yoga philosophy, it's believed to be the seat of prana that radiates outward to the entire body. So not only is this the store of your vital life force, But this vital life force can be depleted, but it can also be recharged like batteries can. So as you breathe and draw your energy down into your lower dantian, you can imagine recharging this area. So it's considered to be a powerhouse, a battery for storing qi. It's been described as a golden stove. So as you breathe, one of the ways that my yin yoga teacher, Carly Forrest, describes it, she describes breathing in through your nose. Imagine it going down like a waterfall into a deep lake. And as you breathe in the waterfall, and then as you exhale, imagine that lake getting deeper and wider each time you exhale. So that's the charging the battery. So take a few breaths that way, breathing in, drawing your breath down along your spine into your lower belly. And as you exhale, imagine that lake in your lower belly getting wider and deeper, and feeling that energy store being replenished. So breathing down and into that lake, and as you exhale, feeling that lake in your lower belly getting wider and deeper. Imagine that waterfall going down into the lake in your lower belly. And as you exhale, feel the reserves increasing as your lake grows wider and deeper. And creating some brand new morning sequences for on our membership site. If you're having a hard time visualizing or getting that sequence going, of really opening up those highways down into those dantians. Okay, so after your next exhalation, you're going to take your hands to the outside of your knees and draw your knees together. And then roll to your right side and come off your bolster. And then you can place your bolster off to the side. And also your blocks off to the side. And we're going to do some lunge pose, Anjaneyasana. So come onto all fours. And you're going to begin by stepping your left foot forward and sink down into your front left foot so that you're grounded through your front left foot, and you're going to come upright. And I am going to double up my mat because I have more padding underneath my knees. And then from here, you're going to have your palms up, and you're going to continue to focus on your energy. Your dantian here, your energy reserve area, and move from here. You're going to exhale, come forward, and inhale, come back. So the intention behind this is that every time you expend energy outward, you need to draw it back to yourselves. So oftentimes in our day-to-day lives, we actually only go this way, expend. And then we don't balance it by bringing energy back to ourselves. So we expend, and we don't balance by drawing energy back to us. Actually, the only way we try to balance is by self-medicating. And we self-medicate through sugar and coffee, colas, And then we just expend our energy so much that we crash at the end of the day. And then we're so jacked up on caffeine and sugar and things that we'll need alcohol and sleeping pills and things to bring us down at the end of the night. So you're going to exhale here around and inhale back so that you're balancing your energy. And then we'll go on the other side. And so this time you'll step your right foot forward and sink down through your front right foot. And you're going to come up. And again, you're going to move, all the movement's going to come from your powerhouse here. And you're going to draw your energy back to you. So you, anytime you expand, you're going to draw energy back to you. So start thinking about how you balance your energy. And then come on back, and we're going to sit for our mudra and to receive our teachings for today. So I'm going to sit kneeling on a block. That's a nice option. You can sit cross-legged on a meditation cushion, or you could sit in a chair, whatever the best option is for you today. Okay, so for today and throughout this entire series, we're going to do the Makar mudra for restoring our energy reserves. And the way that this works is you're going to bring on your left hand your thumb and your fourth finger together, your other two fingers extend, and then your right hand, you're going to take the web of your thumb and the rest of your fingers together under between your pinky and your ring finger. So you put that in there, and then the back of your hand goes against your back. The palm rests against the back of your hand. Palm of your right hand rests against the back of your left hand. I think that makes sense. And then you rest that into your lap. Okay, so soften your belly. And I know this is, again, I know this is really hard to do, soften your belly, but I know on our membership site, we're, I don't keep mentioning this, but in the morning class, we're doing this series with the slow-mo ball that we're working with, and it's really helping me to soften my belly and breathe into my belly, so it's really, really helpful for that. And I know our members are really loving the fascial stuff and the connective tissue work that we're doing with the slow-mo ball and the roller. So soften your belly and adjust your breathing to be slow, smooth, and deep. And feel your navel rising and falling with your inhalation and exhalation. Expand your attention to include your low back. Remember where your kidneys were when we talked about that at the beginning of the class, at your base of your ribs. So imagine there an ocean of deep blue water, so like that lake that we talked about with when you were in Baddha Konasana. And imagine that this lake of deep blue water is nourishing your kidneys in your entire body. And you can stay with this mudra and visualization while I offer you the teachings for today. So this class is an introduction to nourishing your energy reserves. And I believe our culture is in an epidemic of using up our energy and has lost sight of the importance of taking time to restore our energy. Yoga classes such as the one that we are practicing today help to provide the counterbalance to overactivity for recovering and refueling. We have an imbalance between our giving and receiving of energy. We are continually giving our energy away without balancing that energy deficit by taking time to build our energy bank account. We are literally energy bankrupt. Every time we take money out of our energy bank account, we need to start thinking about how we are going to replace it. Because when we live in an energy deficit, there is no way we can keep waking up each morning and expecting our energetic bodies to be able to get through the day. We literally don't spend time resting, relaxing, and playing. I hear people again and again telling me that they don't have enough time in the day to, and you can fill in the blank for whatever it is, to meditate, to do their yoga, to make nourishing dinners. People are generally rushing from one commitment to another, completely exhausted, stressed out, overly stimulated. Our stores of energy have been depleted and is evidenced in our health with things like insomnia, anxiety, and stress-related diseases such as heart disease, obesity, diabetes, headaches, depression, and gastrointestinal problems. Earlier this week, I was listening to Judith Hansen Lassiter, and she was the founder of Yoga Journal, actually, before it became a big commercial enterprise, actually. She started it in her basement, I believe. She also wrote she's written several yoga books, but she's best known for her book, Rest and Renew, a restorative yoga book. And she was speaking about the importance of restoring our energy. She was talking about the cultural imperative of getting more done, even though you are already tired. And here's a quote from her. You don't ever say that about thirst. You don't say, I'm really thirsty, but I'm not going to drink any water until 10:30 at night, because we actually don't have any moral ideas about thirst. If you're thirsty, you drink a glass of water, you get something to drink, right? You're not like, oh, well, I've got to wait until later to drink something. But with fatigue, there's all these beliefs around fatigue. So if you're tired, maybe you just need to rest, not wait until 10:30 at night to rest. Instead, Lassiter says, we go to Starbucks and get sugar and caffeine, and then you feel worse, and it's a downward spiral. And I linked in the show notes to that interview, actually. So when we take time to nourish and restore our energy, we create balance and harmony in our bodies, and we also balance our relationship to our external environment as well. So as you start to take all this in and reflect on how it relates to you in your life, start to create an intention of what you would like to receive in this class today. What is it that you are trying to birth, create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life in relation to nourishing your energy reserves? And then once you've formed your intention, you can start to make your way up to standing. Okay, so from standing, we're going to do Vrikrasana, tree pose. And we're going to focus on drawing the nourishment up from the ground. And in a way, it's going to be drawing that water up from the ground and nourishing that lake from below. So stand on your left leg, turn your right toes out, and you can either keep your toes on the ground or take them below or above your knee. And then bring your hands to your heart center. And just focus on drawing the nutrients up from the earth below and feeding that lake in your lower belly from the earth below. And then release the side down. And this time you'll stand on your right foot. Turn your left toes out, and you can either bring them above or below your knee. And we'll do that Makar Mudra again. Let's do the fourth finger together. Bring the web of your hand together underneath and bring that to your just below your navel. So you can reinforce drawing that energy into your lower dantian, drawing it up from the ground, and see if you feel a difference on this side of fueling your, nourishing your energy reserves here. And then you can release that down. And we're going to do chair pose. And we're going to do chair pose in a way that you focus on centering your energy and bringing it back to yourself. So the way it's going to work, you might want to take a block and place it between your knees for good alignment between your ankles, your knees, and your hips. And then you're going to keep your right hand on your bottom. You're going to circle your arms up and back down and around. So this is, again, that energy coming up and away from you, but then it's always coming back down towards you. Okay, so we're going to be doing coming down, and then we're gonna exhale and come back up. So we're gonna inhale, sit back, exhale, up. And now you're going to reverse the way you do your arms. So you're going to circle down and around. And this time you're really bringing that energy back towards yourself. So come up and around. Your right hand stays on the bottom still. And focus on bringing that energy back in towards yourself. So you inhale. Exhale. And pause. And go ahead and put that block down. And then take your feet wide on the mat. And take your hands in front of your dantian, make a ball. Turn your left toes out, your right toes in. Sink down through your right sit bone. You're going to bring that ball of energy up to your heart center. And you're going to circle it around and back. So you're circulating the energy that you've created. Now turn your left toes in and your right toes out. Sink down to your left sit bone and circulate the energy the other way. And then turn your toes back forward. Bring your hands back to your energy center. Heel toe it in. And we're going to come down to lie on your belly to nourish your kidney energy. Okay, so lying on your belly. Just lengthen long through your low back. Press the front of your pelvis into the ground. Roll your shoulders back and up. Elbows point straight back. You're going to lift your chest up off the ground. Press into your palms. And the intention here is to put some pressure on your kidneys and your low back to nourish your kidneys. And then slowly lower down and press yourself up and back. Draw your knees underneath you You can have your arms out long in front of you, your hands down by your feet. And as you rest here in Balasana, child's pose, feel the blood flow come into your low back to replenish your kidneys. And then roll your way up to seated. And from seated, you're going to come into a cross-legged position. And we're going to continue nourishing that kidney meridian. And the kidney meridian, the kidneys, as I mentioned, stores all your energy for your whole life. So this is why we're really working with it a lot today. So you're going to rotate towards your right knee, take your left hand to the outside of your right knee. So your kidney comes up the inside of your leg and up your midline. That's your kidney meridian. And then inhale back to center. And then you're going to exhale, rotate yourself to your left side, take your right hand to your outside of your left knee. And then come on back to the center. And then to get the kidney meridian on the inside of your legs, take your legs wide. And it would be really useful to lift your pelvis before you tip forward. But if you're feeling something on the inside of your legs, that's all that we really need to have happen here for Upavishta Konasana. And then you can roll up to seated, draw your legs in and come around. And you're going to rest back on your back for Shavasana. You've got a bolster, so you can go ahead and use your bolster underneath your knees. It's nice because it allows for the flow of energy through your body. So tuck it underneath your knees and then allow for that smooth flow of energy through your body. Tuck your shoulder blades underneath you and rest back here in Shavasana. And I'm going to read you a poem today by Donna Faulds called Release. And if this resonates with you, then great. And if not, you can just let it go. Release by Donna Faulds. I lay myself down on the welcoming ground, the earth's spine becoming mine. Peace seeps into heavy limbs and slows my heartbeat to the pace of nature. I take refuge in the quiet and let my burdens go one by one until the earth and I both float in the same vast and holy silence. So gradually allow your breath to deepen, bend your knees, roll to your right side, and then slowly make your way up to seated. So we'll finish with our mantra, Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means may all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life bring happiness and freedom to all. And we do this to draw the benefits of our practice into ourselves and then offer them out into the world. So you start with your left palm up and your right palm down. And Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So thank you for joining me for episode 254 of Namaste Yoga. If you like today's show, then click on like, share it with a friend, or email it to a coworker. Like and subscribe to our channel. Leave your comments below. Today's question is, are you resting enough for the amount of activity you do? If you like this class and you want to go deeper, we have value-added content on our membership site to support you in taking your class further, and you can click to subscribe to our membership site below. Our brand new Intelligent Core class, which our members are going completely gaga over, and they're requesting so many more classes like this. This is pretty new. Well, it's not like super new research, but it's leading edge research in the field. On connective tissue and fascia, and we use foam rollers and balls and stuff to release connective tissue, which is a really great way to increase flexibility, strength, mobility. Also fantastic way to there's just so much research coming out now that says it's not your body that it's not, you can stretch as much as you want, but it's your brain that's actually stopping you from being able to stretch further. So here's the thing, you can work with your brain, but if you free up this, it's like a highway here, and you know, if your highway is congested with traffic, then the message can't get through. So by doing all this fascial release that we're doing on the membership site now, you're freeing up the highway. You're getting rid of all the traffic so that when we do the neural stuff, then it's just free flowing traffic. All the messages are going to go through really super, super smoothly. So it's pretty exciting stuff that we're working on the membership site. The reason why I bring it up to take your practice further on this is that it's just super restorative too. It nourishes you from the inside out, and it'll make you feel really connected to your core in a way that nothing probably has before. Yoga for the Winter series is amazing. It continues with the themes that we've done today of nourishing and restoring energy. There's a class for your kidneys and adrenals, the yin organs for the winter season, the bladder is the yang organ for this season. Also, there's some restorative classes in there too. There's more on that in the show notes if you want to learn more about that. So we'd love for you to join our membership site, where we have value-added content, a community of like-minded people, and support for your practice, for deepening your practice. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May you enjoy the strength of our mountains. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest, and may your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.